Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire and Rescue about events happening with the fire department. One big thing coming up next week, we have Nationals going on, Chief. I noticed you guys have a little something coming up with the Nationals parade that day following the parade. Take the Marion County listeners through exactly what's coming up with the little luncheon you got going on.
Yeah, well, this has been an annual event for the Knoxville Fire Department. We've had a luncheon immediately following the National Sprint Car Parade, usually around 11 o'clock. We'll have that at the fire station there at 308 South 3rd Street in Knoxville. What we plan this year is kind of changing up. We're going to offer a pork sandwich this year instead of a beef sandwich, but we'll have options of a pork sandwich, a hot dog, or a bratwurst. That accompanies the corn on the cob that we usually have or always have had, and then baked beans and a dessert, and then a drink comes with that, all for the price of $10 a plate.
Now, the funding for that is going to something you guys really need. Take the listeners through, what exactly is that money going to be used for the Knoxville Fire Department?
Right, all proceeds are going to go towards the purchase of a UTV, utility vehicle, a two-seater, I guess it might be known as. We had used one from Hartford Fire Department last year, and then, of course, most people know we had a trailer or a camper fire, and that piece of equipment from Hartford had a tank and a pump on it that was instrumental in extinguishing that fire as well as protecting the other campers around it. So our Firefighters Association felt that it might be time that we invest some money in a UTV, if you will, with tank and a pump. We'd also like to have it structured so that it would carry a cot as well, so we could use it for both fire and rescue purposes. This vehicle's capable of going into remote areas. It gets around in crowds very well. Ideal for special events.
So now coming up on that 12th, you know, that luncheon, it's a way to help you guys out, kind of thank you guys in a way. Also a way to thank you guys is the first public safety night out coming up. Take the Knoxville listeners through, I guess, what you guys are going to be doing as a part of that. So the listeners and Marion County listeners come out and thank their first responders.
It'll be on the square of Knoxville. All of our partners will be there in public safety, if you will. Obviously, Knoxville Police Department will be there. Some of the other fire departments in the county plan on coming. I've had confirmation from Pella. Knoxville Township will be there. Of course, we'll be there. And then other departments, you know, the other sheriff's department. Hopefully, we get some of the fire departments from the surrounding areas as well here in Marion County. It's not a new thing. It's new to us here in Marion County, but there's been other cities, if you will, that have done this national night out. And it's a way to display your equipment and talk about your product, basically, to the community, to the taxpayers, so that they understand where their tax dollars are going, that we're putting it to good use, and hopefully demonstrate that they're getting a real value for their tax dollar.
Now, I know a way you guys have kind of given back to the community recently as the Knoxville Children, you've kind of let them, you know, cool down on the hot days. Take us through those days, what it meant to you to get out there on those hot days and let the Knoxville Children have a good day to cool off.
Obviously, it's been real hot here lately, you know, and heat index is above 100 degrees, and we just felt it was maybe we should take the opportunity to find some time, and which is difficult as busy as our department is, but find that time to go out and reach out to the kids and then let them have some fun with our equipment. So we went out to the rec center. We've done it twice now. We set up our deck gun, the big nozzle that fits on top of the truck, and sprayed some water on them while they jumped around and slid in the grass out at the rec center. It appeared that all kids were having fun. And kind of a unique note was it wasn't just kids out there in the water either. We had some adults out there too, and it seemed like everybody was having a really good time.
So now, is there any other news or any other updates with the Knox Fire Department that people need to be aware of in Marion County that you guys are doing good things?
Well, I think a fun note, and I have to give a shout out to two different agencies. One is the Pella Police Department or Communications Center, as well as the Enhanced 911 Board. Pella Police Department applied for a grant and was awarded that grant, which provided the Knoxville Fire Department with 9 portable radios. Our communication system's changing. The state's kind of pushing us in a direction where we're becoming a little more high-tech. We're going from analog, if you will, an analog system to a digital system. The state's going to build a tower right in the backyard of the law enforcement center that will give us the capability of using a 700 megahertz frequency, which is a trunk system. This radio communications is kind of tough to get your arms around. It's fairly complex, but in simple terms, I guess in Chief Mitchell's terms, the trunk system, the 700-800 megahertz frequencies, is more like a cellular system. It's totally independent upon your use and your use only. Our current system, I'll give you an example. About every morning I get some skip where I hear Warren County Road Crew on our frequency. A trunk system doesn't allow that. It's independent users and you own the system. It's an area that the cities have gone to, the metropolitan areas, the Des Moines areas, the Cedar Rapids areas, Iowa City, Sioux City, and it's kind of branching out into rural Iowa. You get a much better signal. There's some dead areas, but not near as many as in the analog system. So with that upgrade requires the upgrade of hardware, of equipment, portables, mobiles, things like that. So, and those pieces of equipment are very expensive. Like I said, Pella Police Department applied for a grant and was awarded that grant. And out of that grant, we received 9 portable radios, which equates to right around $10,000 to $12,000 worth of equipment. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Chief Okensky and the Pella Police Department.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.